took her as young, dear. Smile and say hello, dear.
Sister God, sister God, sister God. Remember, sister God, sister God, sister God.
Walk into a night, you see you standing in there. Put your eyes around me, wonder what makes you care, what do what makes you stare. Into a nightclub, all your friends are in there. Is that really blonde hair? Why don't you play fair? You could be in Mayfair. Says that's supposed to be that I'm gonna have to read the books again.
Sister God, sister God, sister God. Sister God, sister God, sister God.
But you gotta be anymore. I haven't got a heart, I'm on a feeling's getting my way.
Sister God, sister God, sister God. Sister God, sister God, sister God.
Did you think that I'd return emotions? All I need to love and die, you're gonna feel the same. Vice versa, love and pain, vice versa, love and pain. Did you think that I'd return emotions? All I need to love and die, you're gonna feel the same. Vice versa, love and pain, vice versa, love and pain.
And welcome. This is Larkin, Texas, just in America, and it's 28 July 2012, your host for the next hour. Today's program notes are titled Lemmings, and they can be seen at larkintexas.blogspot.com. Now, last week I spoke to the genesis of George Orwell's Doublethink and Newspeak in 1984, and to education issues related to Common Core, seen at corestandards.org, but seen more clearly through the eyes of one Robin Eubanks at invisiblesurfscollar.com. As it turns out, Robin is a she, not a he, who told me yesterday that she'd love to spend an hour with us near the start of the new school year to discuss policy issues related to outcomes-based education and the like. So if you have questions or concerns about what impact a P20 socialist education will have on your future and that of your loved ones, I do hope you'll start a list of questions you'd like to present Ms. Eubanks. When we do schedule our visit, some 4 to 6 weeks from today. In past episodes, we talked about cognitive dissonance, Periplasdokian sayings, the garden and primrose paths, fallibism, possibilism, and the bandwagon and lemming effects. We noted that language itself is one of mankind's oldest technologies, if not its oldest. We recalled Ike's farewell address when he warned us not merely of the military-industrial complex, but of the scientific-technological complex in pretty nearly the same breath. And so we will entertain more wordplay today, but our focus was beyond a well-written article that appeared in the Dallas Morning News recently. And the letter I sent to its religion blog editor, Bill McKenzie.
And youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. for a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You know, babe, I've got to say, there's a whole passel of reasons I'm happy we bought our seed bank from Texas Ready.
Really?
Yeah, the one that makes me happiest is our salsa garden. Onions, jalapenos, fantastic tomatoes, cilantro.
I know, dear. You couldn't survive without your salsa.
Folks, Texas Ready helps you to thrive, not merely survive. Multiple kinds of heirloom tomatoes, onions, and peppers. Plus non-GMO corn, beans, peas, and vegetable varieties out the wazoo. With over 75 varieties, each Liberty Seed Bank has enough fruit, herbs, and vegetables to enable you to grow well over 2,000 pounds of food in your subdivision backyard each year. Order your bank today at TexasReady.net or come visit us at Glenn Beck's Restoring Love Conference July 26th and 27th. We'll be set up near the registration tables at the Arlington Sheraton. Go to TexasReady.net for more information. See you there.
If you'd like to join the discussion today, that call-in number is 800-313-9443. We're going to talk a little bit about lemmings today. And if you'll take a look-see at our program notes today at larkintexas.blogspot.com, you'll see the London Summer Olympics logo. But I wonder if any of you see that word Zion at the same time. Now, a thing or two about lemmings. White Wilderness was the name of a 1958 Disney documentary about the Arctic lemming that also won an Academy Award. Footage of lemmings jumping off cliffs was later learned to be faked, with only the edited version having made the final cut. Disconcerting, yes, but especially for those poor lemmings. So was that Academy Award-winning documentary actually a Disney snuff film? And have we not libeled the noble, unwitting lemming long enough? Now, what is the truth is that the Plains Indian tribes were known to have herded American bison to their deaths in a similarly clever manner. Yet in that situation, I hardly think that that method of slaughter was entirely unjustified or even senseless. I wonder still what the experts contributing to Mr. McKenzie's Dallas Morning News piece called Texas Faith, Obama sparked a conversation about communitarianism versus individualism. Where do you fall? Would have to say about that catchy Disney cartoon snippet we listened to at the start of Agitprop 3 by its Mickey Mouse Club and Jiminy Cricket's enthusiastic chorusing of "You Are Human Animal." If one were to believe the mischief makers at Disney Studios, and to paraphrase, you are the only animal. You are a very special breed who can think, who can reason, who can read. I wonder if those same fine folks know that a professed Christian can be committed for being possessed, as if by a communicable disease, and that Jesus Christ syndrome is an actual diagnosis in the playbook of today's psychologists and psychiatrists for those who will not submit to their will, and for which they could either be locked up or consigned to a lifelong regimen of vaccines and prescription medications that they, lemming-like, of course, call therapy. But before we focus our attention on the articles of faith contained in that article, here are a few more words for y'all to consider. And the first one I have listed comes from the Political Dictionary, and this word is snollygoster, spelled S-N-O-L-L-Y-G-O-S-T-E-R, snollygoster. And the snollygoster is a politician who will go to any lengths to win public office, regardless of party affiliation or platform. One of the earliest references comes from the Columbus Dispatch in October of 1895, and which defined the term as a fellow who wants office regardless of party, platform, or principles, and who gets there by sheer force of monumental topographical ascendancy. Now, President Harry Truman revised this word's use, snollygoster, back in 1952, talking about politicians who like to make a show of public prayer. He said, "I wish some of these snollygosters would read the New Testament and perform accordingly." The Times noted that Truman's tone left no doubt that a snollygoster was a low creature indeed, but few, if any, of his hearers knew what snollygoster meant. And a related term is carpetbagger or scallywag, which of course leads us to that word talknophical, spelled T-A-L-K, talk, N-O, P-H-I-C-A-L, talknophical. Now this is an adjective which describes slick and devious use of rhetoric. Also, deliberate obscurantism, using grand philosophical concepts intended to overwhelm the listener and leave them thinking that the speaker knows what he's talking about. And of course, this brings up that word assumnancy, spelled A-S-S-U-M, as in Mary, and as in Nancy, A-C-Y. Now this word is a noun, and it is the propagation of lunatic ideas, as if they are commonplace and unquestionable. Here's the sentence. The lacuna present in the quotation was the mendacious void where proper context should have been service, as appropriate to its master, verisimilitude. So that word lacuna, L-A-C-U-N-A, is a noun from the Latin word pit, or gap, or pool. It is a blank space or a missing part, or a gap, something left out. And that word verisimilitude, we've broached before, it is something which has the appearance of truth. In other words, it's synonymous to probability or likelihood, a statement apparently true. And then there's this sentence. Mass market nostalgia gets you hopped up for a post that never existed. Hagiography sanctifies shuck and jive politicians and reinvents their expedient gestures as moments of great moral weight. Our continuing narrative line is blurred past truth and hindsight. Only a reckless verisimilitude can set that line straight. This quoted in the American Tablet by James Ellroy. So about that word hagiography, it comes from the Greek hagios, or holy, and the Greek graphia, describing the process of writing or recording. So it is a biography of saints or venerated persons. But in modern usage, it's simply idealizing or idolizing biography, particularly of a person. Now, in corresponding with Miss Eubanks, she proffers a couple of more words, which will bring up upon our return.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
There's a training course where boys and girls with real ambition start a new job in a factory where they're making ammunition. But it makes them think of stealing when they read between the lines. Through the owners of this bunker, you won't find a ride you like. Just get a job, get a job.
Ladies and gentlemen. So as you can tell, we're banding about a few words today. And I only have two more, a bit off the beaten path. The first being that word, irrational. Now you've heard the words rational. And you know that its opposite is irrational. But this is irrational. Spelled A-R-A-T-I-O-N-A-L, irrational. It is something grounded in rationality, but not necessarily irrational. In other words, going directly against rationality. It typically applies to beliefs in areas for which no firm rationality-based conclusions have been reached. It has been misused as a sort of weasel concept to justify belief in that which is extremely unlikely, but nonetheless not provably false. And if you happen to be on the program notes page today, again, larkintexas.blogspot.com, titled Lemmings, if you'll scroll down, you'll see an animated picture of two gears. But this is the word that Miss Eubanks introduced me to. The word is engrenage, which she said she borrowed from a British think tank. Engrenage is a French term spelled E as in Edward, N-G-R-E-N-A-G-E, engrenage. And it equates to that word gearing, or in the sense that it's used in the communitarian miasma of a world we live in today. It also equates to the inescapable sequence of events as amplified by gearing or engrenage, just as in the example of the animated gearing of two gear wheels moving together. Now, Mr. McKenzie is a religion blog editor at the Dallas Morning News. And so I read his article. And let me tell you, I generally don't read the Dallas Morning News. But of course, it included that word communitarian, and so it sparked my interest. So I write to Mr. McKenzie. I submit this in response to your recent column, Texas Faith. Obama sparked a conversation about communitarianism versus individualism. Where do you fall? And you'll find that at religionblog.dallasnews.com. Texas Faith. Obama sparked a conversation about communitarianism and individualism. Where do you fall? So we're going to touch upon that column in just a moment. But this is the letter I submitted to Mr. McKenzie, its author. Although I am not a religious man, in the sense that I regularly attend a government-approved faith-based institution, I do feel there is still a place for the golden rule in this country. We'll pick up in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? from GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're speaking today, ladies and gentlemen, to lemmings. Now, to recap, I'm sharing with you a letter written to the religion blog editor of the Dallas Morning News. In response to his recent column entitled Texas Faith, Obama sparked a conversation about communitarianism versus individualism. Where do you fall? And I want to make mention that there is a lecture concerning contemporary communitarianism on the program notes page today by Yale professor Shapiro, who speaks to issues of morality. Now to continue, I write to Mr. McKenzie, although I am not a religious man, in the sense that I regularly attend a government-approved faith-based institution, I do feel there is still a place for the golden rule in this country. Yet communitarian law, under the communitarian global governance scheme, will effectively rule this out in favor of secular humanist, along with authoritarian socialist ideals. And in parentheses, I cite the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the case precedents of the International Court of Justice at The Hague, as well as the biography of Paul Kurtz, K-U-R-T-Z, and his coining of that word, eupraxophy, spelled E-U-P-R-A-X-S-O-P-H-Y, which forms the foundation for modern secular humanism. And to continue, behind the mask of seeming to advance human potential and global security via the promotion of sustainable development, for instance, the American people will in fact be subjected to arrested development and a tyranny never before known in world history. I ask him to see video and text information under quote-unquote correspondence at our program notes page entitled Word Clouds or War Clouds. Then I ask Mr. McKenzie to consider this. Communitarianism equals gangsterism, equals racketeering, equals organized crime, equals freeloading, equals human and organ trafficking, equals parasitism, equals a totalitarian neo-feudal slavery. Then I finish the response to Mr. McKenzie with a few references to researchers, serious researchers whom I respect, researchers not getting paid for their efforts to bamboozle others. And then I invite Mr. McKenzie to read an excellent article, which I share with you, ladies and gentlemen. And this article, by Norway's Berit Kihos, is called Cry Our Beloved America, Sliding Down the Communitarian Slope. To repeat, Cry Our Beloved America, Sliding Down the Communitarian Slope. Now, Mr. McKenzie, if you're listening today, I would dearly love to correspond with you and all of your experts that you cite in your article. But make no mistake, I am not a careerist, nor am I layered with credentials. But I can assure you that there are many Americans today, listeners in this audience right now, who could perhaps set some of your experts, perhaps even yourself, straight. What say you there, Ronnie, in Oregon? How are you?
Good day, Lark.
Welcome.
I'm thrilled and really happy that you've sent this letter in. It sparks the conversation with the public. Hopefully it will be published. If not, you have a forum here, and I highly regard it. Your webpage is outstanding today, and I'm glad I just was able to come in and listen. The whole operation, I think, is often taken for granted. It's a very subtle, suggestive process where people are given these ideas and philosophies and it's what I call a reversal generally, where and the catchphrase for that might be looking good and doing bad. You know, the whole idea and its roots are, I think, what should be observed. I'm speaking of communitarianism, there are philosophies that are cooked up in think tanks and fielded out there in the public, and people go, oh, this is a great thing. And if they're not mature and incapable of taking personal responsibility, as we know from the Milligram experiment, then they simply defer, and it's, boy, we're all on board. And, you know, all of a sudden everyone's speaking a bunch of trigger words that identify them by this having adopted a philosophy they really don't know anything about. So it's tremendous that, you know, your work is there and having such a good educational effect on the populace, and you are making finer distinctions that I'm very grateful for. It's very rare. So,
well, I appreciate that, Ronnie. I really hope, though, that at the end of the day that the listeners will appreciate the fact that words are quite limited.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of how we grasp our lives, our place in this world, and our proper place in this world. I mean, last week I indicated that clearly there's only three words that I ever, in the final analysis, actually consider. I explained that word counteract for me embodied everything I need to know about the law, so-called.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained that other than that word, there is well-being and there's economy. Well-being can be described as wealth, can be described as wellness. Do you have access to a well? And so forth. And economy simply describes the actions that you take to efficiently manage your own household. Whether that household actually involves a domicile or only that which is inside your own skin. And as it pertains to this particular article, Ronnie, and I know you and I have had correspondence before, I put great stock in this thing called the Golden Rule. And I don't even like labels. I don't even like that label Christian. But I know this. Without the Golden Rule, there can be no morality.
Yeah, I fully agree. William calls it mutual regard. And, we used to say regard the differences, but we're different, not deficient from one another. And I think that this kind of relationship of one person to another, regardless of whether it's a family or, a group of people that live in the same neighborhood or whatever you want to call it, we are different, and that needs to be regarded, or we wouldn't have this creative capacity to do beautiful things, paint great pictures or write poetry or appreciate what it is to be a human being. And to me, this is what it's all about. This is my the basis of my research, because the closer we get to understanding how we interact with everything in our environment, the more we understand that we are individually responsible for ourselves, our thoughts, our expressions, and what we manifest in our lives. And, you know, and there are consequences, and that's what we all forget. But, yeah, you want to drink alcohol? Well, it's like putting gasoline on your metabolic fire, and there are consequences that can make you sick, and people know about this, but they still do it. So it's
well, you know, I still – go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, we're, you know, looping back around, we are socially engineered by, you know, these people hidden in think tanks and various different mind control organizations, and a lot of it does lead back to London, because their idea of empire. And so I'm a person who respects self-government, but look at communitarianism, pretends to be self-government, and it's really not.
Well, look at all the lemmings in America. Look at all the Confederates who are right on board with whatever it takes to get that raise or achieve that great advancement.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, what I have seen with the state of American education, when we talk about P20, what we're talking about is preschool through even the advanced degrees at the college and university level. We're talking total socially engineered accomplices.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it amounts to. It is truly a brainwashing effort like never before. And I don't expect necessarily that mainstream publications like the Dallas Morning News are going to present truthfully all the arguments for why communitarianism is wrong. It's not just that it's a choice between individualism and collectivism. The truth of the matter is that the American people, by and large, were not considered at all. We were not considered. We were denied freedom of choice. In fact, we've been treated just like dumb animals. We have been treated just like dumb animals.
Well, there are parts of our, I think I sent you something too about from Hawkins about how people of this lower mind, you know, our instincts, our survival instincts, basically fight, flight, or freeze, as we call them, are manipulated. And this is why we see fear, you know, the illusions of fear and actual things to fear, like government false flag operations, keeping us in a constant state of stress. And we're very manipulable that way as human beings. So we, you know, it's an entirely different thing when we use our forebrain, and it's just a fraction of a second difference between instinctual reaction and forebrain, you know, reason. And it's sort of like a second thought of what asking a question, of asking a better question, saying what's really going on here. And so we need to deal with our fears and emotions and not react, and once again learn to be responsible. And, of course, you're perfectly on this exactly right, talking about arrested development, because this is what happened to our entire generation, the baby boomers, and they hope to continue it on a more specific scale, I think, with the gaming and the whole world of winning and losing keeps us stuck in the dialectic, and we can't get past that point until we're actually thinking for ourselves again. So your show is outstanding, and I sure appreciate it. I hope we can talk more about the Milligram experiment, too. I found a great web link for you.
Yeah, we can do that, I'm sure, sometime. I really hope, though, that the listeners today will just focus on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
When they're confronted with a lot of BS and a lot of big words and fancy people that regard themselves as experts and or your betters, just ask them this. Ask yourselves this. Does this comport with the golden rule? If not, then you know that you're faced with a potential adversary. You're faced with an encroachment, in fact. Your people who are You're dealing with people who are feeding the party line and just slathering it on.
Exactly.
Just for a buck, perhaps. Anyway, if you could hold on if you'd like, Ronnie, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back after these messages.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. today we're speaking to issues relative to lemmings. And I hope you'll dispel yourself of the myth that the noble lemming is naturally disposed to committing suicide. However, perhaps man is a different kind of an animal. But then you have to ask, whose right is it to consider that you are an animal in the first place? Well, I can assure you the communitarians have decided that you're an animal. Next time someone drops those words, sustainable development, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you can ask them, well, what about arrested development? And is not socialism, fascism, communism, gangster capitalism, racketeering, freeloading, human trafficking, organ trafficking, and parasitism, isn't this all just organized crime? What does this have to do with the Golden Rule, ladies and gentlemen? So is the Golden Rule passé? This is the only lesson to take away today. I hope, Ronnie, you have an opportunity to actually read this article, and I'll repeat it for the listeners. The article is at the Dallas Morning News at the Religion Blog. It's entitled Texas Faith. Obama sparked a conversation about communitarianism versus individualism. Where do you fall?
Absolutely. We've got to get Obama out of there.
It doesn't matter, Ronnie. Huge. It doesn't matter who steps into that office. Not today.
Not today, perhaps. Well, let's promote this idea of the Golden Rule. It's the ethics of reciprocity. And I have some other great ideas and sources to explore that I'll link to you soon. So
that's a great idea. Let's just ask ourselves, does this comport with the Golden Rule or not? It's very simple. Two words, one idea. It's a grand idea. And I don't think it needs to be tossed away into the trash heap. Thanks for calling in today, Ronnie.
Thank you.
Thank you, listeners, for joining me today. Please stay tuned to RBN.
Won the collection.